Police: Attempted murder suspect using dating apps to possibly lure victims. By Amy Furr on January 28, 2023. A 36-year-old attempted murder suspect is reportedly using dating apps to possibly try to lure additional victims as Oregon police search for him. Benjamin Obadiah Foster may also be using the apps to find people to help him evade capture, the New York Post reported Saturday. The search for Foster, who was convicted in Nevada of keeping another woman in captivity, comes after he allegedly bound and severely beat a woman into unconsciousness near Grants Pass, Oregon on Tuesday, police said, the outlet stated. In a press release Friday, the Grants Pass Police Department said it was offering a reward for information that would help them capture and arrest the suspect. The agency detailed the case. Yesterday evening, the Grants Pass Police Department, with the assistance of Oregon State Police SWAT, the Josephine County Sheriff's Office, and federal partners, served a search warrant in the 1,300 block of Sunny Valley Loop in Wolf Creek in an effort to arrest Benjamin Obadiah Foster for attempted murder. Following a lengthy manhunt, Foster evaded capture and likely received assistance in fleeing the area. Numerous items of evidence, including Foster's 2008 Nissan Sentra, were seized during the search. At the time, Tina Marie Jones, 68, was arrested for hindering prosecution and taken to the Josephine County Jail. The investigation has revealed that the suspect is actively using online dating applications to contact unsuspecting individuals who may be lured into assisting with the suspect's escape or potentially as additional victims, police explained, then advised the community to remain safe and vigilant. According to Very Well Mind, it is important to remember that people can lie when using a dating app and individuals should take safety precautions when online dating. On Tuesday, police responded to a home regarding a call about an assault where they found a woman who had been bound and beaten until she was unconscious. She was taken to a hospital in critical condition. The suspect, who fled before authorities arrived, was identified as Foster. In a social media post Wednesday, the agency shared images of the man and warned citizens not to approach him. Followers shared about potential sightings, one individual writing, "I'm pretty sure this guy was in Target today around 5:20. They should check cameras. I'm pretty sure I saw him on 6th and G on Friday evening, but it's hard to tell from those pictures," another said. Foster is wanted for kidnapping, attempted murder, and assault, the Post article continued, adding that in Nevada in 2019, he was convicted of holding his girlfriend captive, but thanks to a plea deal, he served 2.5 years in prison. However, the days he spent in pretrial detention were put toward his sentence. Therefore, he served under 200 days.